Chapter 10. The Living Temple. It is necessary for you to know how the Living Temple referred to in myths and holy language must be built. You need to know that the construction of such a temple is possible, and that this is the one piece of work required of every pupil of a Gnostic spiritual school. If you are convinced of the necessity of this building, you will no doubt also possess some insight into how such a temple should be erected. Those who have insight with regard to these very important things will understand the words spoken to the Ephesians. So then you are no longer strangers and sojourners, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole structure is joined together and grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in which you too serve as building stones for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. You see, this is a language you can understand completely. There is only one temple of initiation, only one mystery temple, only one sanctuary of liberation. It is the sanctuary that can be built from living building stones. That is the great miracle of salvation confronting everyone, now that the school has become mature. In fact, it is out of the question that a temple built of wood or stone could or would replace a reality you yourself have to experience. It is also out of the question that the authority of a leader or priest could direct you in any lasting sense. If you were to carry on like that, the result obtained would be nothing more than the relationship between priest and layman, government and masses, master and pupil. There would be no question of unification in the Gnosis, of unification in Christ, of a sancta democratio. That is why the history of the school from its inception until now is impressed upon you. It is the history of building a temple with living building stones, in which everyone has to contribute his stone to form a well-fitting whole. Initially, there were a few who had a plan. Through the blood of their birth, they grasped the plan of the divine architect, and so, as architects, they began to carry out the wonder. But such a plan can only be fulfilled if there are enough building stones, if each building stone is strong enough, if each building stone has insight into the plan and agrees to help fulfill it in a complete and joyful devotion. That is why the architects of all times had to spend years on preparatory work and had to be prepared to face misfortune. The foundations of such an exceptional temple always have to be dug in enemy country. That is why from time to time storms came, often finding the building stones insufficiently hard. You know, stones are hardened by fire. The fiercer the fire, the harder the stone will become. It costs time, anguish, and sorrow to pass through the fire of experience. Disappointments cannot fail to arise. When the preparatory work has been done and one can decide to begin the building in earnest, one sees how things which, in the eyes of the faint-hearted, the strangers and sojourners, appeared to be figments of the imagination or attempts to do the impossible, are manifested to the true fellow citizens as wondrous delights. We stand at the beginning of a period in which the living temple will be constructed and will demonstrate itself, initially before your astonished gaze, but very soon your astonishment will give way to understanding and experience. You will say as if with one voice, "It cannot be otherwise." For this living temple building of an exceptional nature is the fulfillment of a holy natural law. When, in the ancient books of the classical Rosicross, the Hom Sancti Spiritus is mentioned, a living temple of this kind is meant. That is why the pupils unite in group unity, joy and surrender, in keeping with the foundations of the fivefold universal Gnosis, so that the living body will be vivified ever more intensely. Then a light will be kindled in our dark lands that will be seen from afar. It will beckon the seekers and comfort the lonely. It will lift up those who are tired. It will unite all in the new link in the Gnostic chain of brotherhoods.